vibration, your new stance, permitting yourself to take a quantum leap of occurrence. So as the vibrations come in, as the priority advances, it is for us to move into a space of acquittal, a space of delight. And as we permit ourselves to change, as we permit ourselves to move into our highest glance, to move into our highest understanding of self, that is what is indeed is being invited in. To really give ourselves permission to advance. Imagine ourselves shifting, imagine ourselves changing in new directions. Now, as we are, oh my gosh, the energies, as we are entitled, as we allow ourselves to proceed, we're ready to rock and roll. In other words, this is the time of new beginnings. So the more that we get into a space of agreement, the more that we get into an attitude of allowance, of permission, what occurs is these vibrations, these offerings, they literally sing. If you could hook us up to some type of measurement, you would hear the higher, the fifth dimensional music or adjustment, because this is what we're learning how to do. We're learning how to resonate at a place of new beginnings, at a place of true understanding, and it is for us to receive and joy. It is for us to receive and joy. So it really doesn't matter what's occurring. It doesn't matter what the bank account looks like, what the last issue was in your current life. What matters is your receptivity, because it's your receptivity that you're going to draw from. That's your bank account. That's your relationship. That is what permits you to tune in to the next occurrence. So, as you will allow yourselves to move into this highest stance, to move into this highest vibration, in essence, we're the ones taking that quantum leap, because we afford ourselves that forward glance. So the more that we allow ourselves that forward glance, to permit ourselves of the new endeavor, to permit ourselves of the light, to permit ourselves to receive, this is what brings us into the most excellent conclusion, because we are going to have choices, and what's coming through is our advantage. In other words, we're singing to a new tune, we're singing to a new song, we're vibrating to a new circumstance. So as we allow ourselves, oh my gosh, the energy, as we allow ourselves to receive these gifts, we do so for the purpose of awakening. Now, we're awakening to our new recognition. It's not about awakening the world, it's about awakening to our new self, awakening to our new arrival, awakening to our new course of action, because the course of action is going to stem from our desire, and that desire changes, shifts as we permit ourselves to embody the light. As we stir in the new direction in terms of our light, in terms of the light quotient, we perform that alchemy, we perform that engagement, because there's a stirring of our heart. We're no longer the same being of yesteryear. We're no longer the same being of yesterday. So as we permit ourselves to receive, we bring light. We bring light to our situations. We bring light to our circumstances. We permit ourselves to arrive. So with this is going to be change. And that's where we're asked to engage in a forward movement, because change is our destiny. When we apply the egoic stance, then change is, this is not something that's a good commodity. So they're helping us to engage in change. Now, as we move forward in our days and our week, they're going to be assisting each of us in this forward promotion. It may be a little thing. It may be a very tiny adjustment, but every single adjustment provides aptitude. It provides leverage, because we're recognizing where we now reside. Where we now reside. So as we choose to have liftoff, as we choose to have celebration, as we choose to receive our evolved presence, we reside in our new occurrence. So as the energies continue to come through, they're asking us to permit our advancement, to permit it. We're in charge. We're in full charge. What this is offering is an allowance of faith. In other words, we have option. We have opportunity for new direction. So we have a fork in the road. We have two paths. Which one will we engage in depends on where we focus our attention. The energies, the frequencies are going to invite us to dance. They're going to invite us to celebrate. They're going to invite us to take a new approach, take a new avenue, try out a new behavior, try out a new thought process. This is what is being offered. And as we do, this is what changes our life, because we're responding to grace, we're responding to love, we're responding to our highest occurrence. And they're asking us to receive this energy on behalf of all of our engagements. Now, our engagements are going to be all of our happenings, all the people that we touch, all the circumstances, every area of our life that you would like to see more fulfilled, that you would like to see shifts, that you would like to see progress, that you would like to engage in a new approach, have a new idea, have a new opportunity. And so imagine, use the imagination to see these blessings energetically by frequency affecting your life. So as you program yourself for this allowance, this offering, this destiny, you create the new advantage. Now, this is a very important point, because we are not little birds waiting for Mother, Father, God to feed us. We're orchestrating this reunion. We're orchestrating this destiny. We're calling this group to order. And they're asking us to receive that, to recognize that we're playing both parts. In other words, we're on both sides of the veil. And what we're doing is merging. We're merging, we're receiving, we're accepting our true divinity. And our true divinity is what creates the new life, creates the new offerings, creates the new opportunities, creates a new celebration. And so this is what will call forth, attract the divine solutions. And they're saying the place of new beginnings. So imagine new beginnings, imagine new offerings, imagine divine solutions occurring. See yourself taking these new paths, taking these new chances, if you will, trying out a new food, trying out a new behavior, trying out a new destiny, permitting yourself to voyage into a new opportunity. And feel the grace with that, feel the love with that, feel the heavenly provisions, knowing that as we choose to receive, it already has occurred. As we choose, as we allow, receive, dear ones. And let us take a moment of prayer. I just did that without my microphone, my apologies. So you may or may not have heard that clearly, but you received it within the higher heart. You received the offering energetically and through that intentional, they're saying through that intentional persuasion, that's really where the magic happens, because we're meeting all together with our higher selves. There is a beautiful, people keep telling this to me, but I share it with you just so you understand what's occurring. So when I was doing my meetup group, which was a live event, I had ones come to me afterwards and report who was there energetically that was not there in the physical. That was not there in the physical, but they were just alive and well energetically receiving the offering, receiving the teaching, receiving the support and the delight. So the physical or the auditory or whatever our five senses are alert to is just one little part of what we're opening up to. And so the more